Morning, Booker. Today's Amun Araisa, Psachim Daf Samach Hei, Psachim Samach Hei, Amun Aleph. We left off at the two dots right at the top of Amun Aleph. We actually covered a lot of ground yesterday because we went back over the Mishnah from Samach Dal Amun Aleph, and it was large Amun. We spoke out a little bit, but there's a few things that we didn't have a chance to mention. It's just before we start, today's Amun is much shorter. Let's just quickly mention a few points related to yesterday's Daf. First of all, we had discussed with the Kalim that we said the Kanim lined up rows of Kanim to pass the Kalim, let's say, with the Kabbalah Saddam, all the way to the Zrika, pass it from Kayan to Kayan. We said a row that was gold, Kalim, only gold. And a row that was silver, they didn't mix and match gold and silver. Gemara first thought the issue is because of Malam B'Kadish and Medin. Gemara asks, yeah, but even within gold and silver, there's different levels. Gemara says, yeah, actually, just aesthetically, it's just nicer to have that symmetry, that consistency. Okay. But in the Gemara's Habmina, the concern was, the Gemara assumed there was an issue of Malam B'Kadish V'Loi Meridin. The first time just speak out, is they point out that that's interesting. Typically, Malam B'Kadish V'Loi Meridin is with the chayfetz, like at the end of Megillah. We discuss something that was used for a shul, what can be used for, what can be sold for, you know, Sefer Torah, Svarim, Bima, Aron, right? Malam B'Kadish V'Loi Meridin within a chayfetz about using it for a greater purpose and not going down in its usage. But over here we're saying Malam B'Kadish V'Loi Meridin on the people. The Kayan having a fancier gold kli and then going down to a lesser, to a silver kli or lesser fancy gold kli would be an issue of Meridin B'Kadish. It's going on a person. You don't find that so often. One place where we do find it is every single morning. We find every morning with the halacha, we are supposed to take out our talis first, put a talis first, and then we put on tefillin. Why? Malam B'Kadish. What do you mean Malam B'Kadish? You're not doing anything to the talis and tefillin. It's to yourself. And the Mishnah Berurah over there on that halacha, in Simu Chafei Shechon Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bir Lacha, actually not the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Bir Lacha, but Bir Lacha says, Chafetz Chaim writes, Al Ha'adam Kai. When we talk about the reason why Patalis first over Tefillin, is we're going Malam B'Kadish on the person. Chari's Bavarning, this Hara, that typically Malam B'Kadish would be in the Chafetz, and here Malam B'Kadish is on the person, as Pasha is what the Mishnah Berurah, what the Chafetz Chaim, or Bir Lacha, is trying to point out. Okay, point number one. Point number two is, we discussed that Shechita is Kasha Bazar. Right? We had said that Shechita can be done by a Zar, and the Kabbalah is all the kind of from Kabbalah on. We point out the Mishnah specifically said, listed a Zar for the Shechita to just reference that point, and that Kabbalah on has to be Dafka the Kayan. But this idea of Shechita is Kasha Bazar, is there a Maila Talisaf Kayan? Meaning it's kosher. But is there a mile of a coin? There's a discussion about the places where a stroller is not supposed to walk. It's typically reserved for Kohanim unless he absolutely has to. And one of those places is, of course, listed as the area in Nazar where he'd have to go to do the Shechita. So maybe there'd be a mile to coin to avoid that. There seems to be a machlekes alien shmuel, the more in brachas, on the flam alpha maze, the more discusses there's a machlekes back and forth alien shmuel that Eli was. Wanted to have Dafka Kahan do the Shechita, and Shmuel was arguing that Shechita is Kash Bazar. Ultimately said, yeah, you're right, but you're Mar Lachavei Rabbi, and therefore you chayev Misa anyway. But the point is, what was the Shachar Zahar? What was the Machlok? Did Eli not know about this din of Shechita is Kash Bazar? Eli is himself a Kayim. He didn't know about Shechita being Kash Bazar. So Rishash wants to suggest that the Machlok is Eli and Shmuel was exactly as Machlokes. They both knew that Avada Shechita is kosher bazaar. But is that kind of secondary? Is that B'dievet? Or is it even L'chadchila? That was what Eli held, that's still better L'chadchila to have a Kayin. And Shmuel is saying, even L'chadchila, there's no need to have a Kayin. There is a concept that when you have a Bailam, if he's able to do Shechita, there's a Maila. A Maila Shechita Bailam, even if the Bailam's Yisrael, there's a Maila for the Bailam to Shechita, it's his carbon for him to Shechita, even if the Bailam's Yisrael. Another conversation on this topic about whether Shechita is better suited for a kain, even if it's kasher bazaar or not, is perhaps maybe there's a chilbiti to carbon yach and a carbon tzibur. A carbon tzibur, right, which is the reason why the shalah comes up is needs to do a geyril for the different avodas in the base of Mikdash. And one of the geyrils was for who gets the shech the tamid. Who gets the tamid? Now that's a geyril amongst the kahanim. That wasn't a geyril amongst Israelim, it was a geyril amongst the kahanim. But what do you mean? It's kasher bazaar, so why is it dafka restricted kahanim? So you could say, hey, they're charged, they don't have to make sure the avodah gets done. Yisrael is kasher to do it, but they're in charge, and therefore we do a geyril. Or perhaps they know maybe there's something special about carbon tzibur that even if we allow a yachid, carbon yachid to be shechted by a zar, a carbon tzibur, we're dafka makbid on a kayan. Or no, maybe even carbon tzibur, a non-kayan is okay, but dafka carbon tamid, which is more chaviv, and all the kind of wanted to have a chance to do it, maybe that's why I did a girl there. So again, there's discussion around this, whether or not it's fully kosher bazaar and no drop down by having a zar instead of a kayan, or there's a malta kayan, and if there is it dafka by a carbon tzibur, is dafka by a carbon tamid, and so on and so forth. That is all a conversation. One other point, and then we'll start, but two dots over here on Samachim and Aleph, is interesting, a couple of interesting points, halach lemaisa, from the Chashuki Chemer, of Zilber Shlita. He brings that We said yesterday, Eim Avir Al Mitzvahs, right? That's why they would first pass the kais full of dam. Each kayim was passing to the next, the kais full of dam. And then he'd take back the kais of empty dam. And we actually pointed out, the kais of empty dam is also going to be used to be refilled. But that's only Hechsher Mitzvah. Miri spells out what we spoke yesterday. Is Miri actually, we got it from. Miri spells it out and says that the kais that's full of dam right now is Mamish a Mitzvah. It's Eim Avir Al Mitzvah to do something else first. Whereas the kais that's going to be refilled is not. Is only Hechsher Mitzvah. And therefore, Eim Avir Al Mitzvah says, take the kais that's full of dam first. So Chashuv Chaim brings two scenarios that got to be Sefer Torah, very interesting, with regards to Eim Avirin. Scenario number one, you have a minion that started first, and they laned already. And the second minion wants to come take the Torah, a Sefer Torah, from minion, from the first minion, minion A. So someone did Hagba, and he's sitting now in a chair, very common, with the Sefer Torah. After Hagba, sitting in a chair, they didn't get a chance to do Hachnasa to put Sefer Torah back. Does he take the Torah from that fellow? Or can he pass that Sefer Torah and take it from the Aron Kodesh? Why would he want to pass Sefer Torah and take it from the Aron Kodesh? Why would he want to? No. Could he? The fellow did Hagba is sitting down with Sefer Torah. They're at the Asher Vatsiyan. They're about to do Yahalu. Instead of the Yahalu and him bringing the Sefer Torah back to the Aron Kodesh, this fellow would take the Torah to the other shul. Perfect, right? But instead of doing that, he wants to daf go to the Aron Kodesh. Why? Because it's famous. There's a skula that if someone whose wife is pregnant the ninth month, you do a psicha and you take out the Sefer Torah. It's a skula for an easy childbirth, right? Famous idea. So the Chashem brings. So this fellow wants to daf go do Haitza from the Aron Kodesh and not take from the fellow. Is that a problem of Mavir and Al Mitzvahs? Chashuv Chaim says, absolutely. If you have a Sefer Torah ready and able to be taken, and you're passing it to go take one because of a skula, that would be a concern of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. You should not pass the existing, the outside Sefer Torah and go to the Aron Kodesh, take the Sefer Torah from the one who already did Hagba, from the shul that already, for the Sefer Torah that was used, and continue doing the mitzvah with that Sefer Torah because of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. However, what if it's the other way? What if the first minion, they finished doing Hagba, and the Gaba, the Magbiya is sitting down with the Sefer Torah, and they haven't finished saying Yom Kippur, Ashrei, whatever they say, till they put the Sefer Torah back. They didn't finish saying it yet. And the Tzibur, they don't want to give up the Sefer Torah. They want to have the Sefer Torah till they finish saying it, till it's time to put it back. And this second Tzibur wants to take the Sefer Torah, says the Chashuv Chaim over there, Avad, they can keep the Sefer Torah, it's not called Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs, because on the contrary, part of the reason we say Yom Kippur when Sefer Torah is out is because Yom Kippur is a tefillah that the children should be banim who are very learned in Torah, right? The yifsek the yiftel the peskami araisa. We say in eschoyes relating to Torah. It's part of the reason why we say it at that juncture with the Sefer Torah holding Sefer Torah out. So taking it away would take away that maila. And since it's a part of the seder of tefillah done that way, if the first minion wants to keep the Sefer Torah at that point, then it wouldn't be called Eim Avir Mitzvahs. It's the Sefer Torah being used. So you want to take it from the one that's on the bima being laned. So it's not being laned anymore, but still you can't take it. And therefore they would go take from the Aron Kodesh. Okay, says the Gemara. That doesn't mean you're not addressing the Shaila. The Shaila was, is it Mavirin Al Mitzvahs to go past the Sefer Torah and go to the Aron Kodesh? If you do all that, then yeah, that it's not Mavirin, it's making everyone wait. It's Tichat Zibur. Right? Wait till you put it back. But you can wait, yeah. I'm saying if you wait, then it's fine, but it's Tichat Zibur. Okay. Says the Gemara. Yotzakar Bishayin, we said in the Mishnah, the first cop would leave, and the second cop would come in, and then the third group, Tana. The third group is considered the kat of aslanas, of laziness, because they were the last ones to come. Ask the Gemara, someone's got to be last. Meaning, what do you mean? And the Chayyim Kash is more than that. It doesn't mean they mamash came last. It could be they just didn't push their way in. They were all there bright and early in the morning. The first group got in. The second group, the third group got in last. They only got in last. You can't have everyone come at once anyway. What are you going to do? Says the Gemara, no. Afil hachi ibaylu lezeruz nafshayu. Even so, they should have been mizaris themselves. Because the Italian, like we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eimei Yafshalayim lezbaysam v'lei borsi. The world cannot exist without people that sell perfumes, merchants that sell perfume, and merchants that do tanneries, right? Tanneries is a very smelly business. We had the Marin Gittin that I could be grounds for a moment to say, I thought I could be saved with my husband being a tanner, but I can't, it's too smelly, right? So, Ayla Misha Menasi Bursi, I skipped, Ashrei Misha Menasi Basim, fortunate is one who was lucky to deal with perfumes, good smelling things, and Ayla, what was the one who's Menasi Bursi? We need both trades in the world, but, you know, fortunate is the one that deals with the the besamim for and unfortunately the one that deals with the tannery. The world cannot exist without males and females. Ashrei mishabarim zcharim, oyle mishabarim kevus. A very loaded line for current times. Ashrei mishabarim zcharim, loaded for a few reasons actually. Loaded 40 years ago, 50 years ago, because of the feminist movement, right? Just to be clear, this kasha didn't develop just now. The Achronim already hundreds of years ago discussed, what does it mean? The world obviously needs zcharim kevus. What do you mean, Ashrei mishabarim zcharim? What does that mean? We'll get that in a second. What Pesach is righteous, but now is actually a deeper meaning, unfortunately. Ashrei mishabarim zcharim. Banav can mean children, banav can mean sons. Fortunate is the one that his sons are zcharim and not having identity crisis. Fortunate is the one, that's what I meant when I said there's another meaning, even a starker meaning, because now everything is unfortunately, the world decided that there's this concept of gender fluid. Asher mi shebanav zcharim, oylei mi shebanav nekevus. What was this? Someone who the children are Nekevus, the first one going back to the simple taich. What does that mean? It sounds like a very chauvinistic Gemara. So the simple taich is that people used to be much more worried about their daughters. Who's going to marry them? Who's going to take care of them? The daughters were totally wives. Women were totally, not just subservient, but taken care of by their husbands. Part of, actually, ironically enough, the same feminist kind of movement and the movement ahead of women. Women these days are much more able to be self-sufficient, to be self-reliant. They're not as dependent on their husbands like they used to be. So that would alleviate that concern. But back then there was a big concern. The father was always very nervous. Even today with shidduchim, there's the shidduch crisis. I'm not saying quote unquote chas v'shalom doesn't exist. It exists very much. But the shidduch crisis is still much more difficult in many circles of Klai. So not all, but many circles for the women to find shidduchim over the men. But again, similar worry to what they had back then, which is a father being worried about having someone take care of their daughter. That's a simple taich. Some sefer says it's a deeper taich. Bringing, you see, some sefer is addressing the issue a couple hundred years ago already. What does this mean? This is before any feminist movements. The idea is that a zachar is a mashpia. Nekev is more of a makabel. That's the way the world is set up. And therefore, the message was Ashrei mi whose children are mashbiim, and not Ashrei one whose children are just their mekablim. They're not mashbiim. That's all. But not that it means specifically Zachar Nekev. Zachar represents mashbiim. Nekev represents not mashbiim. We've spoken in the past. We make a bracha every day that Shleis Anisha. Right, that would seem to go right in line with this Gemara. Shleis Anisha sounds, but it sounds like it is literally. There's a better to be a man than a woman. And the taich we've always said in the past is that the first being this, not our own, is that men have more mitzvahs. Men have mitzvahs. And it's actually a byproduct of a woman naturally being closer to Hashem. A woman is born, she's naturally closer to Hashem. She needs less mitzvahs, less tikkun to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's naturally more closer. We find, Taka, that the rate of, unfortunately, people straying from Yiddishkeit much greater amongst men than amongst females. Women are naturally closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Men have a bigger ticket in this world. But when a man goes through and does those mitzvahs and succeeds, he can reach a higher madrega. That's they did the G'dayla Dirt. Typically, are men for that very reason, because they have a bigger plate in front of them. So the bracha of Shleis Anisha is that I have the opportunity to engage in more mitzvahs that Nashim don't have. That's the simple type of the bracha that we see made over here. It's there's more opportunity, but there's also more challenge. It's not just, it's a two-way street. Okay. That's the different malachim in this. Now, on the idea of Yubayla Zuz Avshayim, so we have quick reference. We're not quite there. The parashas was still in the latter parashas of Sefer Bereishis, but we'll have in the beginning of Shemais, we have that the Tzvardim, they jumped into the ovens, right? And there's a whole Gemara that Achanam Shavazaya, they took a message from the Tzvardim that all the Tzvardim could have said, we want to be the ones to go in the closets, in the comfortable, the kitchens, in the comfortable places, and that still many went and put themselves in the fire. Says Chacham Shavazaya, us, right? We're Bas Adam. We can Mekashim Shemayim. Certainly, we have to go into the Kivshan Eish. The lashon over there also is Lizri Nefshayim. Also, they were like, maybe I'm mixing up. I think it's a very similar lashon about being mezaris themselves to do what's better. So you need people. You need people, and listen by the frogs. You need people in all the places. Frogs in all the places. Yet the ones that chose to go in the ovens were the ones that were Mekashim Shemayim, so to speak. So to hear, you need three katim, three groups of kahanim. But the ones that pushed and made sure to go first and weren't so timid, they're showing more of a chavivas, more of a need. The ones that were okay, complacent, we'll call it, to go third, it's a less of a demonstration. Actually, there's a beautiful diak we had in the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah says, this is a halal when they did the Karm Pesach, and the first two groups may have said halal up to three times even. The third group never got to, in the first round, to wear a hafti Hashem. Kishmas. They want to say, the Balamus want to say it's Dafka. They didn't get to, because they're the Kataslanis, they didn't get to that Hafti Hashem. They didn't get to say those words because they didn't demonstrate that level of Hafti Hashem like the other groups. Okay, Kemasei B'chol, we said, like they did on the weekday, that's how they did the Karban Pesach on Erev. On Shabbos, Erev Pesach is Shabbos. However, the Kahanim used to also rinse the floor, even on Erev Pesach, they fell on Shabbos. Shalei Bratz Chamim. Says the Mar, Shalei Bratz Man. What does it mean, Shalei Bratz? Who? Amar Chiz, Shalei Bratz Rav Lezer. The Mar is going to point out, what is the issue with sweeping, with rinsing the floor of the Azar? Stuffing up the water canal, it causes the water to rise up over the canal, and then opening it up and soaking back all that blood with the water back into the drain through the Azara. What was it? Which sheet is it that's a problem? The question really is, the way the Mepharshim learned, the way it's going to be pretty clear in the Gemara, the question is doing the cleaning of the floor a deraisa or darbanan? If it's darbanan, they were to speak out for us, ain't shvus mikdash. We have a klal, and the mikdash is no shvus. So it must be you're going with some sort of shita that somehow cleaning the floor is deraisa. Says Gemara, Rav Chisda, Shlei Bratzen, Rav Elazar. It was going like the shita of Rav Elazar. It's not like it's Shlei Bratzen, Rav Elazar, meaning Rav Elazar's opinion, who holds that sweeping the floor is an iser deraisa. We'll see the Gemara in a quote in the Bryce in a second. And that's why we're saying that doing this in the base of Middash was Shlei Bratzen. Di Rabbanan, because if you go to the Shishachamim of the Braisa, Hamishvusu. Rabbanan say to begin with, it's only a Shvus, and Shvus Mikdash, it's only Rabbanan, and Rabbanan will waved in the Mikdash. So why is Shlei Bratzen? Should be totally fine, the Chatchila. Says the Gemara Mahi. Tanya, meaning we just have to explain that they wouldn't be every deraisas. It just means, according to Belazar, sweeping the floor can be a deraisa, and therefore what they did in the Mikdash was more of a concern because it could lead to a deraisa. Let's see. Mai, the time went to the deraisa. Echra chayla, one of milk's an animal, a mechavitz, that's mepharic, one of mechavitz, one of curdles milk, a megavin, one of presses cheese, kegregris, a shear of a kegregris, a mechabit, or one who sweeps the floor of house, a marbitz, one who lays dust, he sprinkles water, they used to sprinkle water to get the dust in the house. Remember, the floors in the house used to be dust, dirt, to get the dust to settle. Vareda, chalis, dvash, one who removes the honey cakes, the honeycombs from the beehive. Beshegi, beshabbas, chayiv chattas. If he does beshegi, he's chayiv chattas. Clearly, this is, according to this Tanakama, it's going to be a blazer. It says deraisa. So if he did a beshegi on Shabbos, chayiv chattas. Hezeb yamtiv, maze yamtiv, leike asabam. And if he did a maze yamtiv on yamtiv, one's ever maze, you don't be a chattas. Because maize you don't get curries, you get maize, you get malchus. Like Abraham, you get malchus on Yantiv. But the point is, these are clearly malachas daraisa according to the Shita. Who's the Shita? Divrei Blazer. Chum argues, say, no, it's only a shvus, it's only a dirabanan. So the Gemara is assuming, this is what Rav Chisda is explaining, that according to Rav Eliezer, that it could be that's a deraisa, it's shleib ratz and chachamim, whereas according to the chachamim, would be totally mutter. Vashem, no, if you tell me shleib ratz chachamim, you can say no, it means shleib ratz chachamim is the chachamim of, I mean, not just Rav Elazar. For Rav Nasani, and it's going like Shidus Rav Nasani, the Tanya, Rav Eimer, shvus tzricha tiru, shvus shen tzricha le tiru. We won't get the chachamim that sweeping the floor is taka only drabanan. But just because there's a cloud ancient mikdash, it's only applied by a shvus that was necessary. You didn't have to do it today. Do it after Shabbos. Do it the next day. Rinse it the next day. The fact that you're doing it the day after, the fact that you were doing it at a time when it wasn't needed, that's a shvus that wasn't necessary, and therefore such a shvus was not mutter. If we go further, in this big discussion, first of all, Taisis asks a kasha. What are we talking about? What's the case over here? Are we talking about? I mean, let's go back a step. What's the issue of sweeping the floor? Sweeping the floor itself is not the raisa. Right? Clearly, it wouldn't be the raisa because then they did it shleib ratz chamim. It's a deraisa when you shleib ratz chamim. The issue is sweeping the floor can lead to deraisa. What's that? Because you can be mash pagumas. You can flatten out a hole on the ground. That's the problem. When you sweep the floor, you may flatten a hole. So, which really means that it's a concern of a deraisa. Okay, it fits much better. So, Blazer didn't like that they did it because you would, if you sweep the floor, and typically it would come to leading to filling a hole. That would lead to deraisa. In the base of Middash, maybe you'd have that problem. But shleib ratz chamim, because it's base of Middash, remember, it had a marble floor. There weren't gumas there, right? But it's similar to the idea of sweeping in general, and therefore, Rav Elazar held it wasn't something they wanted people to do because sweeping could be a deraisa. Chum held the whole thing's a shvus, therefore not a problem. But Taisis is bothered that lechayr. What's the case? If it's a psik ratio that there's going to be a hole that's going to get filled when you sweep, then how could the rabbanim matter? Machlekes Rav Elazar and Chavim. How could the Chavim matter in the braisa? It's a psik ratio. Everyone agrees psik ratio. So even Mishum agrees. Elamai is not a psik ratio, so it's not a deraisa. Is it Rabbanan that it may come to the Raisa, right? So Taisis says, Kash, the middle Taisis deals with this issue. But nearly the re, to the Hoplegi, Rav Lezer suffer, Stam Machab Marbet Miskav and Lashar Gumas. Taisis Machadesh, that Rav Lezer holds that when a person sweeps the floor or he sprinkles water on the floor, that's part of his intent. It's not Stam, I'm sweeping the floor and it may be Mashar Gumas. That's part of what he's doing, is leveling the ground and being Mashar Gumas. That's his direct, that's his Kavana. Alpha Pishain Serk Lashar Gumas Machayev. And therefore, even if he doesn't have it,
he didn't mamish need it, he'd be mechayev Rabbi Yehuda, hilv hish v'gumas l'psayif, since l'maisi is doing it, even if it wasn't his kivun, adav shem skav according to Yehuda, at least his aser. Rabban tzav den shkav l'chabin, el chabin l'rabbis ba'am l'ka el shvus. Rabban argue and say that no, his kivun is just to clean the floor, to sweep the floor, to keep the dust down, and therefore, ash v'gumas is not an automatic intent on his mind, and therefore, it's not going to have a problem. So meaning, we're talking about it's not a psik reisha, obviously, but what's part of his intent? His intent is, according to Blazer, to level the ground, his intent is not to level the ground. Taisa goes further, but really just to make a point in the Maisa, we're short on time, make a point in the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Lamed Zion brings that it's usher to sweep the floor on Shabbos, right? It's Allah Lamaisa, usher to sweep the floor. But what type of floor? A dirt floor. So inside our houses today, and already in times of Shulchan Aruch, hundreds of years ago, They started to have more hard floors, right? It was more common to have, like the marble floor in the basement, it's more common to have hard floors. So Shulchan Aruch brings, if you have a hard floor, it's mutter to sweep on Shabbos indoors. What about outdoors? So a dirt floor outdoors, certainly us to sweep. Why would you sweep with a dirt floor outdoors? Kash Maiza, sukkahs. You put up a sukkah on your backyard, on your grass, on your dirt floor, and you want to sweep it, it's a little dirty. You can't do that on Yad has for sure to be yes, sir. Similar to, again, you can't play ball. Now, the reason why you can't play ball on the grass is because you may come to be mashva gumas. Playing ball on a hard surface, again, other questions of whether it's the best activity for Shabbos, but halachically, you don't have the issue of mashva gumas because it's a hard floor. Outside the house, on a hard floor, is a discussion. But you gotta be sweeping. Outside the house, hard floor is discussion. Inside the house is mutter. Outside the house, dirt floor is usher. Outside the house, hard floor, technically hard floor is not a problem, but because outside the house, it's close to where you'd have a dirt floor, maybe that also would still be usher or not. That is a discussion in the Paiskim. Okay. Rabbi Zayner. Kaisei Mala, he'd fill up a cup of the dam from the floor and do a zrika from a mixture of all that dam. Tanya, Rabbi Zayner. Rita says he'd fill up a cup Madame Teruvis from the mixed blood in case the dam spilled out from one of them without getting a chance to be put to do his rika from one of these carbon pesach. This last cup with applying the dam from this mixture will be machshirit. Amr leather Rabbi Yehuda halenas gabba b'kli. Famous idea. It's actually a big sugya in Zvachim daf chafhei in the Kachem Yeshivas when you go to Tzotlo and Kachem. So there's a seder of the cycle what they learn there. But they, in wherever they're up to us, so you pick up from first Seder. But second Seder, the typical starting place is Daf Chafei in Zvachim, where it discusses Nishpech Adam L'Ritzpah. If the dam falls directly from the neck of the animal to the floor, it's pasul. It has to first be in a kli. Says the Gemara, L'chayre the dam didn't, and everyone into a kli, and therefore it's not kosher. So what's the point of filling it up? The Gemara says, Mino Yadeh, how did the Chacham know that the dam on the floor never went into kli? We didn't mean that for sure didn't go into kli, but maybe the dam on the floor never went into kli. You scoop up the dam from the floor because in case never had a zrika, but chance of never had a zrika, that means because the dam just went straight from the neck. They weren't so busy, they weren't being careful, and the dam went right from the neck to the floor and never had a kabbalah b'chal. Amalem, Afani Lamarti, Almas Kapuki. He said, no, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about to accommodate for the blood that was in a kli, spilled out, and never had a zrika. That's what I'm coming to accommodate. And Anachami, dam that went straight to the ground, it would not be no good. It would be puzzle. Menayada. So asks the Gemara, how does Rita know that there was blood on the floor that came from a kli? Kanama's reason, because Kanama's zariz, the zariz means they literally means like they're diligent, but it also means they're zariz, and therefore the dam for sure first went into the kli before it hit the ground. So therefore, Rita's saying that you gather from the ground because you can be confident that the dam didn't go straight from the animal's neck to the ground if it sure went to the kli. Ease reason, if there's such reason, then why did it spill it all? Yeah, because it's so zaris to do it quickly and do it, you know, to do it with I don't have a good English word for it, with its rezus, that's what actually led it to some of it spilling out. Agav, Shrisayu, Davdi, Mishtapach. Says more, still about the dam tamsis morva, but the chur, there's also dam tamsis mixed in it, meaning you have the dam frizrika is the lifeblood. The dam and nefesh that comes out. That's dam tzrika. Dam tams is the blood that's more in the rest of the, you know, deeper drain in the body. So there's other dam mixed in. That dam is not good for tzrika. It's mixed together. So how does that work? L'chayr should make a puzzle. Review the tamei, famous idea. Damar, dam tams is dam ayu. This is not what I was referring to, actually. Rabbi the Tamei, I'm referring to something else. Rabbi the goes to court to the Shita that says, Dam Tamsis is Dam Aliyah. Dam Tamsis is full-fledged Dam. The Tanya, Dam Tamsis is Ba'azorah, that Dam Tamsis drinking such blood or eating, consuming such blood is only an azara, but not a chiv karas, because a chiv karas is only a dam nefesh. Rabbi Yehudaim would be karas. He says no. Dam tamsis also has karas. Shavuot Shtasa says dam tamsis has karas. We'll say dam tamsis is okay for zrika as well. The Gemara says, the Gemara is asked, let's go a little further. From our blazer, the Gemara says, even though he says, the isra of consuming blood, the isra applies even to Tam Tamsis, but he's made when it comes to kapara, it says, the Lashon Apostle, Kidam, who benefish chaper, we darshin, dam and nefesh, dam shed the top on base, dam shed the yetzba, mechaper, dam shed the yetzba in mechaper, the dafka dam and nefesh is mechaper, not dam. That's not dam nefesh. You can't dam, which is not dam nefesh, cannot be used for zrika. Says the Gemara. This was referring to famous shita. We actually quoted this morning in daf. We quoted it just about an hour ago in daf. El Rabbi Yehuda, the tamei da amar ein dam bevatal dam. Rabbi Yehuda Shtas, it says dam is dam vat dam. Is the really the idea overall? There's a general shita of Rabbi Yehuda in general that min b'mina ain't a battle. There's a shita of Yehuda in general min b'mina ain't a battle. Min b'mina is not battle. Rabbi Yehuda says ein dam sir as well. Dam is not bevatal dam. So even though you have a small amount of kosher dam, then maybe even a much larger amount of non-kosher dam, like species, don't have bittul. We have two things in the same speech, you have bittul. So we saw today the Ran, beautiful Ran, in a Durham, Daf, Nun, Beis, huge Ran. The whole Amid is only, like often in Durham, the whole Amid Alf, Nun, Beis, Amid Alf, is about 8 lines, and there's a massive Ran. And the Ran is talking about the idea of nice and tam, about things that are nice and tam, and bittul about nice and tam, but the Ran just over there lays out, what's the chiluk between Mim B'minai versus Mim B'she'ein B'minai? Why by Mim B'minai do we say, Atzad at least, Rabbi Yehuda says no bittul. The Chacham says it still is bittul, but no bittul. And by Mim B'she'ein B'minai, everyone gets a bittul. So Ran explains because the idea of bittul is that when I have a contrast, when I have two different items, the one that's larger in volume, larger in amount, can overwhelm the other one. It can overwhelm the other one. That's the power of bittul, nullifies it, it overwhelms it. But if I have two like items, it's not vatal, they strengthen each other, they're both the same. One, yeah, one's us, one's mutter, but physically they're the same, and therefore we don't have bittul. That's would be the sheet of the Chum to argue. We'll obviously, we'll say, says the Ran, that the focus is not so much on the physical, only the focus is also on the spiritual. So if one's mutter, one's usser, one's kosher, one's basal, you could also have bittul. The same powers of bittul could work, because this could overwhelm that, because there's enough to have contrast. But the point is, in both Malchim, what you need to have bittul is a contrast, and then overwhelming, right? If you don't have contrast, it doesn't, bittul can't even start. That's the idea of b'mina ebi matul, shat the shmaya, because they ran today's daf, and if it's exactly Rabbi Yehuda Shita of ein dam v'adam, pause over here, pick it up, Mitzvah, after Shabbat.